really, I'm just very thankful to be here with you all again. And that sharing, Marie, that you heard today on the Daily Encouragement, I actually did that last year on this day, so the 14th of December, 2022. And then Lawrence sent it to me today and I listened to it and I was like, wow, you know, because really the encouragement that we're receiving, the heavenly words that we're receiving, the doctrine in which we're receiving hasn't changed. You know, God wants all his people to benefit, to prosper, to really have a good journey through life, to really excel in everything that we're doing. He wants us to have hope and fulfillment in every area, abounding in every good work. So abounding in grace, abounding in hope, abounding with the highest expectation on God. Because now that we're walking by the Spirit, God wants to work for us. He wants to energize us. He wants to lead us. And when we cease from doing things in our own strength and we learn to rest in him, he can guide us and equip us for whatever we need. May that be wisdom. May that be knowledge, understanding. May that be healing. May that be prosperity. Whatsoever we need each day, God will absolutely give it to us in abundance when we're looking only to him. And I was thinking today before Lawrence sent that sharing about the holiday season, you know, the month of December, because the month of December can be quite stressful for many, many people, especially people who don't have hope, especially people that don't have God, people who are looking through to the senses, people that are living by sight and not by faith. It's a really challenging time trying to figure out where money's coming from or where they're going to get gifts or where they may be spending the holiday time. But God wants us to be blessed in every season. And we have hope. We have the hope living within us to give an answer to every man or woman that ask of it. So when people are struggling or worrying or fearing or anxious, and that can be believer or unbeliever, there's many believers out there that are struggling in this time or not really walking in the way God wants them to walk. So they're seeing things carnally rather than spiritually. And when I say that, I mean really focusing on kind of Christmas, really focusing on how they're going to get gifts or what they're going to do or how things are going to happen, instead of just taking a stand back and doing first things first. What is the first things first? The first things first is that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his kingdom, his way of living. We seek first the things of God. And when we're seeking God, everything we need in whatever season or time of year it is will be added unto us. The distractions that go on around Christmas can take our focus, can distract us from what's truth. The truth is that God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. God desires all men and women to prosper and be in health. And what God does, he gives us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the joy to be able to evidence that, manifest that. So for instance, around the month of December, because there's so much going on, when you speak about honoring God with your substance, with your first fruits, people may not like to hear it. Or if a subject like honoring God is spoken about so much, people could get a bit uptight in a sense because they're doing it and they may feel when it's spoken about so much that it's directed at them. But that's not the case at all. There are many people that come onto this fellowship, new and old, fresh. There's many people that we come in contact with each day. There's people here and myself desiring ready harvest fields, fresh, hungry people. So the communication in regards to honoring God, that doctrine, that teaching will always be spoken about because it's something that's very, very important within the body of Christ. It's something that's very important to be able to function and move and operate freely. Because when you give cheerfully, when you honor God first, that means you're seeking God in His kingdom first. So everything that you need and desire, may it be Christmas, may it be flights, may it be whatsoever, God is going to provide it because you're operating in the heavenly kingdom rather than the physical kingdom. And so today when I heard that sharing that I did in 2022, I had fireworks going off within my head like, wow, the same subject that God was really burning in my heart this time last year has not changed. If anything, it's become more strong to want to speak to people about it, more strong to want to be able to encourage people that if you do this simple thing that may seem hard when you have a little, we all know what it's like to have a little. We all know what it's like to struggle. Prior to 3 years ago, I was in thousands of pounds worth of debt. I didn't know when the next money was coming in. And I was working 70 hours a week, you know, constantly going out there, working, paying debts. And I didn't have anything to give. Everything was gone. But then God worked in my heart. No, I'm first. Seek me first. You give to me first and watch what I can do. And it had to be a journey God took me on, like He will take each and every one of you on. You have to evidence the power of God in your life. And when you act, when you do, then you will see. But if you don't do or act, you will not see. It's like faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you honor God with your substance and you have a little, you are truly acting in faith because you cannot see how that's going to multiply. You can't see what God is going to do, but you're acting and moving in faith. You're trusting in God who you cannot see rather than the circumstances which you can see. And the carnal mind, we have to remember, is like an enemy against God. It will try and go against everything that God is working in us. So, like speaking in tongues. There's many of you that's probably spoken in tongues and probably thought, I'm not feeling anything. Is this actually right? Or especially in the beginning, am I really speaking in tongues? Am I speaking jibber-jabberish? It's because the carnal mind can't understand what you're doing. It will never understand what we're doing because the carnal man is dead, reckoned dead. You know, the spirit man is alive. And the more that we bring that spirit alive by doing and operating in God's way, like speaking in tongues, honoring God with our substance, walking by the spirit, it becomes quite, it doesn't like, the flesh doesn't like it. But the more we do those things, the more the eyes of our understanding is enlightened. Our eyes of understanding is awake. We're like, wow, this is what it's like to be a child of God. This is the understanding God talks about. This is the wisdom God talks about. This is the joy that I can live each and every day because I'm operating in the wisdom and knowledge of God. And so when your mind, especially in this season, is saying, well, people, that's all they talk about is honoring God or is a prosperity gospel or they're saying the same thing over and over again. We all speak in tongues, but we don't need to hear about speaking in tongues anymore. Remember, that's your carnal mind fighting against your spirit because God will always want these subjects that are very, very powerful and evident to be spoken about so that all men and women who are children of God will prosper, be in health, be joyful, be thankful, and really walk in the abundance that God wants us to walk in. Now, that abundance is not just financially, but within our heart, within our relationships, within our fellowships, within in our jobs, within our businesses, every area of life. God wants us to be abundant in that. He wants us to have great friendships. You know, he wants us to have great fellowships. He wants great outreach and growth. And the key to that is by us seeking God first in his kingdom. And seeking God first in his kingdom is not putting 2 hours aside each day to pray, or 2 hours aside each day just to speak in tongues, or just to honor God because, oh, well, that person spoke about it today, so I'd best do it. No, seeking God first in his kingdom is being led by his spirit, doing everything with heart and a joyful heart, cheerful. God loves a cheerful giver. Why does he love a cheerful giver? Because he wants us to be blessed when we give. He wants us to be blessed and happy when we're speaking in tongues. He wants us to be blessed when we're speaking his word and ministering to the people that are in darkness and with a lack of hope. Lawrence in the leaders' meeting said that God has worked in his heart a theme for next year, and that theme being abounding in hope, abounding with expectancy, because every person in this world needs hope, especially in the current world we're living in today. And the way that they get hope is first knowing about God. There's many people in this world that don't even know about God, don't even know who he is. Yes, they may see a church, or they may know about the Bible, or they may, but they don't know the intimate relationship God the Father wants with his children. But we're there to give hope. We're there to give direction. We're there to bring peace. We're there to bring light. We are the expressed image of God right now in the flesh, just like Jesus Christ was. And as Jesus Christ is, so are we right now in this world. So absolutely everything Jesus Christ did, we can do, and much greater. So the abundance, the honoring God, the speaking in tongues, the walking by the Spirit, the connecting, these things are always going to be spoken about. And if you're running a fellowship, if you're working with people, if you're being led of the Spirit, then these things will come out of you. And it's not to take it personally sometimes, you know, sometimes you might take it personally, but it's not always directed at us. You know, it's for the bigger picture, God's multitude, God's family, because it truly is God's will for all men to prosper and to be in health, to be wealthy in health and healthy in wealth. Because God doesn't want us distracted on our bills or our debt or what's going to happen for Christmas. Are we going to be able to provide presents or food? Like, the world is worrying about these things. People in the world are worrying about these things. As believers, children of God, seated on the right-hand side, we should not be worrying or even thinking or considering these things. Our job as children is to seek first the kingdom of God. And as we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, everything will be added to us. Everything we need will be given to us in abundance. But there are things that God desires for us to do so that we can evidence that. We know the spiritual law is you reap, you sow. And a farmer, he sows bountifully. He doesn't just sow one or two seeds. He sows continuously. He's constantly throwing his seeds out because he knows he's going to get a great harvest. Now, really, our mind shouldn't be, well, if I sow, I'm going to get this, or if I honor God, I'm going to get this. Yes, our expectancy should be God, you know, really go into God, and he will cheerfully give into him because we know the benefit, we know the spiritual law behind it, and we know that we're praising and worshiping him, but also that God really loves us. He really does love us. We're his masterpiece. We're his children, and we're not to be beat up and full of woes and fears like the rest of the world. We're here to set an example to the rest of the world. We're here to be a light to the rest of the world. And if we're living just like they are, how can we be that example? How can people see the difference in our life that we are children of the Most High God? We are seated on the right hand side of God. And God does want us abundant. It is a prosperity gospel, if you want to call it that, because the gospel means the good news. And God, the good news is God wants us to prosper. We're his children. So yes, great, good news, great gospel. Let's continue to preach that the sick can be healed, the dead can be raised, devil spirits can be cast out, and people can see light that they've been living in a dark situation for so long. People can prosper. People can enjoy Christmas and enjoy family and enjoy doing the things they want. And God wants us all to desire our own field, desire fellowships, desire people. And when we're desiring people, God needs to know that he can entrust us to encourage people the right way, encourage people these sound right words and practices that are going to see them prosper. Because no person should be relying on us as a leader or a minister, but they need to rely and trust on God. Like Jason, he said about his passport, he said about his visa, he's trusting and relying on God. He's not trusting in a man or a woman. He's relying on God. So when we have our focus on God and we're doing everything unto God and we're doing everything for God, like the connecting where we're being fed, is we're doing it unto God. We're doing it because we're saying, here I am, God, feed me so that I can go out and feed the world. You know, lead me, direct me. And there's a very fine line between us living carnally and spiritually. We can all think that we're walking and living by the Spirit, which is great, but sometimes our perspective is off. And I remember prior to 3 years ago, my perspective was off when it came to finances. My perspective was off when it came to connecting and walking by the Spirit. But thanks be to God, because he loves me and he loves each and every one of you. He taught me, because I was humble, the more excellent way, the greater way, the best way. And now my life is a witness because I'm getting to do things I never thought was possible. I went to Nepal in November, and praise be to God, in February, we're going back to India. On a physical, carnal level, I don't know how that's happening. I don't know how this has even come to pass. And if I look through the carnal eye, it would be mind-boggling. But so thanks be to God, we have a spiritual eye. Thanks be to God that our carnal man is dead. Because we don't want to look through the eyes of our carnal self. We need to look through the eyes of God. We need to continue focusing on God. And then our heart's desire will truly come to pass. The mountain will be moved. Whatsoever we desire when we pray will truly be in manifestation. And God wants us to do it cheerfully. So I'm not focusing on going to India. I'm not focusing on Christmas. I'm not focusing on what my husband's doing or anything, but my heart truly is, and I know all of yours are, to focus first on God. And the more I seek God, the more I go to him, the more I do things with a cheerful heart, the more he is opening the eyes of my understanding, the more I'm seeing great wisdom, joy, hope. There is hope in everything God has for us. There is hope that people are going to come in the thousands and be set free. There is hope in the things that God has in his plan. And so I'm just really excited for the things of God. My encouragement tonight, like since I heard that sharing today, it really inspired me. My car is had to go in this week, and again it could be a big distraction. It could be, well, you've got India to pay for, you've got this, you've got that, you've got bills, you've got no work, and it's just all a big distraction. It's just an illusion to try and keep our focus from God. But my heart, and since I made the decision 3 years ago, is my heart is fully on God. And I have to say that I am joyful and thankful every single day. There are, we all go through roller coasters. We all go through situations that are maybe a bit challenging at times. But if we focus on that challenge or that roller coaster, then we stay in that position. But when we keep our focus on God, when we keep trusting in Him, even through that roller coaster, we can have hope. We can feel joyful. We can feel at peace. And that's what God wants. He really wants His children to enjoy this life. To really be blessed, to really be thankful, to do things because we want to. Like, I really want to honor God with my substance. Like, it's the first thing I do because I want to, not because I'm told to, but because I want to really benefit and I want to really just show God my faith and my understanding that He's downloaded to me and that I'm operating in His wisdom. Because all I want to do, and I know all you want to do, is to be led by God. So let's go into 2024 with the highest expectations on God. Let's not go to the left or to the right. Let's not take things personally or things are directed at us because things are being shared or there may be something shared that we don't like. But go to God and say, well, I don't really like this right now, or this is being said continuously. What do I do about it? Do I just need to sit back and not do anything? Is there something I need to change? Like, let's have a heart to want to be led by God. Let's have a heart to receive things gladly and to move in this more excellent way, the supernatural way, as citizens of the kingdom of God, not citizens of this world, because we've been brought far above this world, and not in an arrogant way, but in a supernatural way where we can really be blessed to be that blessing. So no greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. Go into 2024 knowing you are a masterpiece, knowing that God has chosen you before the foundation of the world. Every hair on your head is numbered and you are valuable and you are important. If King David and Solomon and Joseph and Moses and all these guys can prosper and see mighty signs, miracles and wonders, and our Messiah, Jesus Christ, can operate in these signs, miracles and wonders, and Paul and Timothy, then so can't we? Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. And we are. We truly, truly are. So let's hold our head high. Let's know that we are great and mighty warriors, that we are citizens of heaven, that we are really going to prosper in 2024. You're going to have many, many, many fields, many laborers, many harvest fields, many people that are going to seek and search for God. And what's going to happen? Mighty things are going to happen because you're going to teach them and encourage them to look only to God, to honor God, to speak in tongues and be led by the Spirit. And then God can do the rest. God can really energize everything. So, I'm really energized. I'm really had a great year. 2023 has been a great year. It has been an awesome year, and it can only get better. God constantly wants us to succeed. He constantly wants us to increase. He constantly wants us to go from glory to glory. He wants us to have new opportunities. He wants us to see new and great works. He wants us to see things so much different than what we've seen before, because He's God. He's our dad, and He loves us. So I can't wait to hear the rest of you share. Enjoy the rest of your day, your evening, your week. And know that 2024 is going to be full of hope, full of faith, and is going to be full of fire, fire from Jehovah into our life. So God bless.